98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
We're going to start with the Champions Cup results from yesterday, and Irish Province is not such a good day for them.
No, not such a good day. As you mentioned, Jamie, Connacht are out of the Champions Cup following a 21 loss at home to Toulouse. Andy Friend recapped what was a disappointing evening for the Province while chatting to Neil Tracy.
Definitely not the result we wanted. I thought our energy was really good. But we just weren't clinical enough, mate. You know, we got ourselves in that score zone five or six times and came away with nothing. And Champions Cup rugby, top sides, French champions last year, you can't do that. You gotta convert when you put yourself in good positions, and we didn't do it.
That was, of course, a 21-7 loss at home to Toulouse. Elsewhere, Ulster fell short to Clermont-Auvergne, losing 29-13 to the French side yesterday. But today, Munster are in action against Racing 92. Kickoff there is at 3:15 in Paris. Johan van Graan was optimistic as he looked ahead to the game.
Feeling of excitement in the camp. We took responsibility as a group on Monday morning after that performance against Ulster. That was uncharacteristic from our side, and we move on. We felt that we've done really well in Europe. We were one drop kick away from beating Racing at home in a fantastic game of rugby. We got the 5 points away against the Ospreys, and the two Saracens games were massive games, and we had an opportunity to gain a point against Saracens at the end, which we didn't use. And after that, we always knew this was going to be a huge game. We felt against Connacht we really did well. The Leinster game was in the balance until the last minute, and on Friday night we didn't perform. So no, we don't need to rebuild our confidence. We're a confident group, we're a tight group, we know what we're about, and we're really looking forward to Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Johan van Graan ahead of Munster later on at 1 o'clock in Paris. And we're moving from Munster now to Leinster in action later on as well, Nathan. And like across Christmas, Leinster have just had such good results, and maybe Leo Cullen will speak in a moment about some of the performances not being brilliant, but certainly results brilliant. And they're trying to make sure they have a home quarter final, and if they're seeded first or second, it could then be a home semi final as well in action at the RDS later on against Leon.
Yes, and they're definitely enjoying some unbelievable form, as you mentioned, over the Christmas period. And that's the sign of a champion as well. You might not be playing well, but you're getting results, and obviously Leo Cullen will be very thrilled with that. He made a number of changes for this week's team against Leon, obviously in the Champions Cup. Since their Pro 14 victory over Connacht, the likes of Jordan Larmour, Dave Kearney, Gary Ringrose, Robbie Henshaw all named in the starting lineup. Meanwhile, Rob Kearney, Sean Cronin and Jameson Gibson-Park are among the substitutes. Leo had his say on what will be a tough encounter.
Yeah, the week has been quite good. Like, obviously with Sunday game it makes it quite a long week, so we get plenty of prep time, players get plenty of prep time. In terms of, you know, the team, you know, a number of guys obviously played last week, haven't had a couple of weeks off prior to that, and then there's some guys coming back this week after having had a couple of weeks off. Some guys have played the game in the middle of the three in the pros, and they're back into the mix. So it's, again, it's a new team. So, and we knew that was going to be the case. So obviously we played the three in the pros games, you know, very different types of performances in all three games, and we tried to give a good shot, good opportunity to a number of players, and obviously this is the selection that we have off the back of that. So still a couple of injuries like every other team out there at the moment, but you know, the guys have prepped well this week, and it's, you know, in terms of the game itself, you know, like Leon, and you're never too sure like what the attitude or motivation of the other teams is. We're more concerned about ourselves, and you know, very similar to what it's been like the last few weeks. You know, like at the end of the day, like, you know, you say we've qualified, but you know, there's something else that we're going after at the moment. We want to try and get the best seed we can get. Ideally, you know, we're sitting as top seeds at the moment, but we'd like to be still top seeds come the end of round six, which is, you know, we've been on Sunday, quick turnaround into Treviso the following Saturday. Then, you know, if we get two good wins, we'll see where we sit at the back of that. But yeah, for us, it's just the mentality of just making sure that we're fighting for every single point that's available in the games, like we've talked about it all the previous four rounds, and how important that is, because, you know, that's the attitude we've had so far to this point, and it's served us well, and it's got us into this position where we are now. We just need to go on and finish the job, so to speak. So yeah, the group is competitive. They know there's lots at stake, so there's lots at stake obviously for themselves individually over the next couple of weeks. The game obviously on Sunday leads into Saturday, and then that leads into the Six Nations, and obviously we all know what's at stake there as well.
The Leinster head coach Leo Cullen. Jordan Larmour has been assessing the Leon threat.
I think they're sitting second in the top 14, so they're a serious team, and we knew that last time we played against them. You know, it was probably a bit closer than we wanted. We didn't take our chances, but You know, they've got serious threats out wide and up front, so we can't be kicking loosey to them. You know, we just got to be nailed on. But yeah, you know, it's a challenge that we're looking forward to, and you know, we're going to have a good week of training. You know, it's a Sunday game, it's an early kickoff, so it's a bit of a change. So it's just important that we have a good week, keep building throughout the week, and then come around and go this Sunday.
Now, Cian Healy wants a home quarter-final and hopefully a home semi-final as well. So apart from Leinster trying to qualify for the quarter-finals, if they qualify as first or second seeds across all of the teams in the Champions Cup, it means if they win their quarter-final at home, they will be guaranteed a home semi-final as well, which would likely be at the Aviva Stadium, where Leinster could create some more European magic.
It'd be pretty big. We want to bring games to Dublin and put them in front of our supports, and that gives us a huge boost, and it's a huge part of why we love playing here. So, you know, if we can get that at home, get the crowd into it, get that extra buzz, the buzz around the city as well for those big games is a great thing to kind of soak up. So that would be the ideal outcome. We play to get, like I said, as many points out of every game as possible. See how that goes. You know, we just have to train and prepare as best as possible to do that, not just talk about it.
Now, Leinster's senior coach is Stuart Lancaster. He's responsible for the majority of the coaching and the training as well. And he's been explaining how a European Champions Cup training week and preparation week actually works for the Leinster staff and players. Of course, with the game being on Sunday, they've had a full week to prepare, beginning with analysis of Lyon.
The first thing I'm looking at is the game we played over there, because that's the most relevant. You know, it was a really, really tough game for us, and you know, we were delighted to get away with the win. Very few teams go to Lyon and win. We didn't play great, if I'm being honest, and I think the players might have erased from the memory, but we'll bring it back to the front this afternoon, and then we're going to look at how they've played subsequently since then. So, you know, it's not a normal week because it's a Sunday game, but training on a Monday gives us a chance to get ahead. We'll have Tuesday off. We can train well Wednesday. You know, the team will announce a team, obviously. We can develop the occasion on Wednesday. Thursday's off, and then we can build for hopefully what's going to be a special day on Sunday, because, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the Toulouse game last year. You know, there's certain games at the RDS that capture everyone, and players and supporters included, and I think this is one of those games. You know, they're second in the top 14 for a reason. You know, the goal ultimately is to get yourself a home quarter final, number one, but number two, ideally finish first or second in the seedings, which means if you win a home quarter final, you get a home semi final. You know, we found to our cost a couple of years ago, we lost the last game, and that gave us third place, which ended up playing Clermont away, which we lost.
Leinster, Stuart Lancaster, of course, who is the senior coach with Leinster. Now, Brian O'Driscoll, speaking of which, was on Off the Ball with Gerard Gilroy on Friday, looking ahead to this match against Lyon and assessing the strength of the Leinster squad. As you heard, they've used over 50 players this year.
How difficult is it for them to get up for these games? Is it like when they're already qualified? It's not.
I think they just. It's. I think it's second nature, you know. Now, you know, I don't know a huge amount about Lyon, to be honest. I haven't seen an awful lot of them other than the bit in Europe. They're out of the competition. They've not a whole lot to play for. And Leinster are humming at the moment. That first 40 minutes against Connacht was one of the most impressive performances I've seen in some time.
A point a minute.
It's just the seamlessness of players coming in. The excitement around that, and just their ability to be able to, irrespective of who the personnel are, to come in, that they really have an incredible squad, and I think that's what keeps them sharp. I think the ability, or the knowledge of, if I don't play well, you know, there are plenty of other players that can come in and replace me here.
I saw a stat, I think it was 50 players that they've used this year so far. Like, that must be the most difficult part of Leo Cohen's job at the moment, is understanding what each of those 50 players are capable of, what the difficulties that they have in their private life, all that kind of stuff, that just the day-to-day man management of a giant squad like that.
But he sees that at training. You know, we're seeing it in games, he sees it at training. And then there's other components to it as well. There's attitude pieces, there's extra work. It's, you know,
how they show up in the video room and all that kind of stuff.
So that was exactly what I was going to say. Who stays latest on video? Who's doing the most work? Who's the greatest student of the game? Who needs to be the greatest student of the game? You know, who's got the appetite to do extras on their skills, you know, be it, you know, hookers coming on their day off throwing darts with one another, or, you know, bringing one of the coaches in. All of those components add a huge amount of knowledge into the nest. Like, Leo Cullen looks at to choose from.
Yeah, there's a full chat with Brian O'Driscoll speaking to Jerry Gilroy from Friday Night Rugby on youtube.com/off the ball. It's about 40 minutes long and is a very, very interesting listen.
98 FM's. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.